Good morning, everyone. My name is Nancy, the BioDoc Jutton, and I would love to welcome you to the BioDoc is In. This is a 1.5 hour free session that I make available to the world so that we can showcase folks who are serious about getting their stories created so they can share them with more of the right people to attract clients, speaking gigs, and media interviews now. I'm the creator of Bye Bye Boring Bio, and I brought this to market on a dare from a friend. She said, I dare you to write a book that will help people describe their stories in ways that are really compelling. And I thought, well, what the heck? And I rose to the challenge, and pretty soon people were buying this product from all around the world, and they were sending me love notes and putting me on their holiday gift list because they were so grateful how persuasive and effective this tool was in helping them to attract clients, speaking gigs, and media interviews, especially being perhaps a little bit allergic to marketing themselves. So I really feel great about this tool that I've created and this expertise that I have. Every day it seems that I'm hearing from people around the world who are struggling to describe what it is they do, who it is they do it for, why it matters, and why folks should invest wisely to get the benefit or the relief. It seems that if people can't answer these kinds of questions in written form and when they speak and meet people at networking events and everywhere they show up in social media and beyond, you're pretty much stuck at the front door. So with the shiny, bright new year waiting for us all, I want to make sure that you can describe who you serve, what you do, why it matters, and why people should invest to get the benefit so that you can have as much control over your economic destiny as you would like. The way these calls work is that I first go to the phones and I identify people who have already treated themselves to Bye Bye Boring Bio because they've made clear that they're absolutely serious about getting help. If folks want to be called on to have me review their story live and in the moment, all you have to do is hit *2 on your phone and that will raise your hand. And I will call on you and then you'll tell me where I should go online to find your story, what you want your story to accomplish for you, and then I will highlight some suggestions and ideas or praise or other remarks to help make your story better live and in the moment. And hopefully, for those of you who are listening in and maybe not brave enough to raise your hand, there will be teaching moments that you can glean from that example so that you can apply that lesson to your own expert advantage. So that's how it works. If you're just meeting me for the first time, of course you can get the first chapter of Bye Bye Boring Bio as my gift to you. All you need to do is go to authenticvisibility.com/free gift and it will deliver immediately to your front door, and I look forward to having you read that and enjoy it. And I do want to tell you that if you want to treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio today or through December 2nd, you can actually save $50 when you do. It's my gratitude gift to you. All you have to do is hit the words 50 gift in the promotional code when you buy, and instead of paying $197 for this fabulous bundle, you pay $147, and you can go to the front of the line to get help right this very minute. So with that all said, I am now going to go to the phones and see if anyone would like to raise their hand by hitting *2 so I can provide the help right this very minute. Who's feeling brave? I promise it won't be tough. Okay, I see Karen LaGault is here. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good, Nancy. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Where shall I go to read about you?
Let's see. My website is KarenLegault.com. That's KarenLegault KarenLegault.com.
Okay, good. I'm going there. Can't wait. Aha. We are now at Karen. How do you say your last name, Karen?
Either way, Legault or LeGault.
Oh, very good. Okay. It says Karen LeGault, Fine Art, Serenity That Energizes.
Okay, that's the opening page. Now my bio's got the about page.
Okay, I'm going to go there straight away. Oh, this is lovely. Karen LeGault is a fine artist. It says here, creating beautiful and serene paintings that make your walls and hearts sing and dance. Beautiful. Karen LaGault, fine art painter since 1967, is joyfully committed to visual poetry, light, transformation, and healing through her paintings that bring energy and serenity into the world. Her lush, distilled compositions express beauty, fragrance, rhythm, and form in a magical palette where spirit is reflected through matter. Homeowners, art collectors, garden appreciators, nature lovers, healers, interior designers, and architects who appreciate contemporary fine art with an ancient root that energizes, calms, and inspires turn to her to collect and commission original paintings that contribute to peaceful, welcoming, and harmonious environments. She applies her extensive artistic skill, mastery, and sensitivity to compose and balance color, shape, form, and depth that engages all the senses, offering gorgeous paintings, commissions, or prints that define the spaces you live, work, and breathe in with vibrant color and life. Oh, goodness gracious, this is really good. I want to tell you why I think this is really good, and I want to demonstrate that for everybody else. I landed on the About page, and I saw a beautiful photo of you and all this gorgeous art. And at the very top of it, there was a sassy soundbite or a statement that says, "What's waiting for me here?" which is creating beautiful and serene paintings that make your walls and hearts sing and dance. That headline tells me what's waiting for me, and it appeals to me because maybe I'm interested in that. What I really like about what you've done here is you've absolutely identified your ideal client, which is homeowners, art collectors, garden appreciators, nature lovers, healers, etc., what they want and how you serve them and why you are uniquely qualified to deliver the magic. And based on the visuals and the words that you're using, which are so magical, I think that it's very convincing that people who are looking for this could absolutely benefit. So I think it's absolutely well done because I know who you serve. I know what transformation you bring about. You've used words and phrases that I understand. And because you've very clearly identified your ideal client, it's pretty clear by the way it's presented that there's a meaningful investment required and that folks might be wanting to make it. As I move down the page, I can see some wonderful testimonials. What art lovers say about Karen's paintings: wonderful, gorgeous, transports the viewer into a peaceful, healing presence of nature, fantastic color and energy. If I were to make a suggestion, if this is to be a client-attracting bio, I might suggest you move those testimonials from below, lower on the page, to higher up. Because when people say those wonderful things, it makes it a lot more credible for them to want to say, wow, what? Tell me more about Karen. Because we always want to know more about what's in it for us before we want to know more about you. Another thing I would say, since visual splendor is a big part of who you are and what you're about, the way you present the words on the page could be more beautiful. Right now it looks like a lot of text, and it's pretty text-heavy. So what you might do is offer some subheadings to break it up, where there's a, you know, like it says, creating beautiful and serene paintings that make your walls and hearts sing and dance.
Yeah.
Maybe you could add something like, like you have it there, you say, what art lovers say, that would be something. And then you could say, Karen's training, serves her work and her clients. But just sort of break it up so it's a little bit more easy for the skimmer to get the big idea versus having them to embrace all that text. How does that land for you, Karen?
There's some limitations of the particular web thing here, but yeah, I think that's a great idea. Just so you're saying after the leading line there, the creating beautiful and serene paintings that make your walls and heart sing and dance, then maybe there put a few quotations by some
what the clients say.
Uh-huh. And then go into the text, but put subheadings in some of the areas.
Yeah. Because we have to, we're guiding, with art, it's sort of a symphony of imagery that it draws you in. And remember, your words can be presented on a page in a very similar way so that the reader is invited in. And I think you have a very calm and tranquil approach with the color palette on your website, and I want the words on the page to just look look beautiful and tranquil. Right now it looks a little bit like a Word document. So I know this is a work in progress, so there's nothing to be ashamed of or anything like that. But I, you know, do I know who you are? Do I know who you serve? Do I know the transformation you provide? Is the language lyrical and beautiful to match your personal brand? Yes. Are there powerful testimonials that speak your wow? And then the only other thing that I might suggest, which would be, again, a really powerful thing to add here, because we want to make it easy for people to own, buy, and refer, is make sure there's a call to action there. So if people have read enough and they know they want to hire you, you know, your call to action, call us today to discuss your commission or special project. We can't wait to be of service and get started, or get on our busy calendar so that your special art can be ready in perfect timing or something like that.
Because, so maybe that could be all a separate subheading too.
Yeah, because I say this often, because this woman made a big difference in my life, Alice Cunningham of Olympic Hot Tub Company. She owns a $10 million hot tub company, and she said, Nancy, you want to make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer. If people like what they see and read to the point that they want to make a decision, give them your phone number, your email address, how it is that you want them to take that next step so they absolutely can. So I want to go back to your homepage for a moment, because I want to see what's there. Because the reason I'm going there is everyone goes to the homepage first before they go deeper to learn more about you. And so I'm just trying to make this thing go to the homepage so I can get back. So I'm just trying to do that. So that's the page where it says a serenity that energizes, a unique blend of East and West.
Right.
I think that what you have here is the copyright is right up, right front and center, and I think it should be at the bottom of the page because it's a little intimidating. I think when you lead with the legal stuff, it makes people nervous.
Right.
You here you say homeowners, art collectors, garden appreciators. This is pretty good, but there was something you had shared with me before, a beautiful line of text, and I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was something about, let me just see if I can find that. Just a minute, everybody. This is going to be good. It's going to be worth the wait. Karen's one of my clients, and she's working really hard at this and doing a great job. So it says, somewhere in here you had said something, if you had a superhero power,
I didn't include that in any of this, and that's something I'm still thinking about, is to cast ribbons in the sky.
Yes. What it says here is, you know, if Karen LaGault could have a superpower, she would create paintings that cast ribbons in the sky and lift spirits for peace. And I just love that. It's a powerful statement of philosophy. And if that was on your homepage, I think people would have a wow reaction. I really do. And I want it to look pretty, too. So even if it means inviting a graphic designer to create a typography that absolutely looks like ribbons in the sky and has a spiritual essence with botanicals to match your art, I think it would be very on the money, on the brand, and I think you would be really well served by it. Because your art is beautiful, but the website is a little rudimentary in its overall appearance, and I think that everything, the words and the music need to match.
Uh-huh. Right.
Does that feel okay to you?
Yeah. There's a lot of work to do, but it's interesting, that line about ribbons in the sky. I've never used it, but it was something that came to me about 30 years ago about how I wanted the way my art to go.
Uh-huh.
And it's been like one of those guiding thoughts, you know, a little guiding star, but I've never actually written it down before. So it's kind of interesting that you're picking up on that.
Well, when we have a guiding philosophy or a guiding light that has been the beacon to take us where we were to where we are now, that should be an indicator that it's something lasting and distinctive and memorable and special. And I think it's worth exploring. So I know there are other folks on the call that would like to get help, but I want to let everyone know where they can go to find out about you, and that is www.karenlegault.com, LEGAULT.com. Beautiful fine art to provide tranquility to your beautiful spaces. I think that this is a lovely holiday gift suggestion, if I might say so myself.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
So, Karen, thanks for being here. I'm so glad you're here. Who else would like to ask for help with their bio? Anyone like to raise their hand? I'm going to go over to the webcast and see if anybody is asking for help. I'm just seeing. I'm first looking for folks who are Bye-Bye Boring Bio clients because they always get to go to the front of the line. And someone's asking, should you be seeing a visual? No, there are no PowerPoint slides. We're going direct to the website that the client suggests in real time, and you are as prepared for that as I am. I always say life is like a box of chocolates. So I am going to take a look at the phone to see if anybody's raising their hand. Who would like to raise their hand and say star 2? Star 2. Okay, we have a shy group. That's okay. Going over to the webcast, and I'm looking at the Q&A, and I'm going to take a look at Kristen Tomsak. I'm doing a cut and paste, and if you want to follow me along, you can. It's KristinTomsak.com. I'm going there now, just like you are. And she says, from the San Francisco Bay Area, I want to effectively articulate what I have to offer to expand my consulting and coaching business to help influential leaders through their personal challenges. Okay, very good. So I know who your target audience is, and I know that you're dealing with personal challenges as an executive leadership coach. That's what I'm intuiting from your comment there on the website. So now I'm on the website, and it says, right at the, I always start at the home page, Kristen, because that's where everybody else starts too. If they don't like what's on the home page, they're not going to want to read more about you. So it says here, as a certified life coach and business consultant, I have helped hundreds of professionals, business owners, executives, attorneys, and their clients, community leaders, and other high achievers make rapid improvements in their businesses and personal lives. I help my clients envision and do what it takes for them to live a most authentic life based on their personal mission, their values, and their most important goals so they can enjoy a balanced, worthwhile, and satisfying life, realizing their most cherished dreams and making their positive difference in the world. Very nice. I see your picture there. You are definitely identifying who you help and what you do for them. But what I don't see right out of the box is the stunning results that your clients welcome in juicy, memorable terms that will turn my head. And so when you say that you help them envision and do what it takes to live an authentic life so that they can enjoy balanced, worthwhile, and satisfying life and realize their most cherished dreams and make their positive difference in the world, I immediately want to know what kinds of yummy outcomes these folks are welcoming with more specificity so I can say I want some of that too. When you speak in really broad kind of generic terms but you don't put specific anchors to it, it doesn't seem as real. So what might be a good idea here is to isolate some sassy sound bites from some of your clients that actually speak to the wow that they helped welcome as a direct result of your able coaching. Then I'm just going to read some more. It says, unexpected difficult challenges or events in your life, such as losing a spouse or partner, although humiliating or painful, can be approached as a catalyst for positive change and opportunity to make crucial life-altering decisions, revealing a new way of being and living. Coaching offers the kind of unconditional neutral support and perspective we all need when faced with big challenges. Is there an area in your life that needs to change? What you're doing here is explaining what coaching is in sort of an academic kind of way, which it doesn't feel like you're talking to me. It feels more like a definition. So I'm wondering if there could be a more personal approach. And then we talk about your mission. So I'm going to go and see if there's a place where I can read about you, and that's what I'm doing now. Just curious, Kristen, and you can type in into the web form. Are your clients over 40 years old or under 40? And the reason I ask you that is the type size on your web page is very small. And I happen to be over 40, and I'm finding it difficult to read. So going back to what Alice Cunningham said is make it easy to buy. If I'm squinting and leaning in, I don't feel really comfortable. so you might consider upping the type size. On your About page, it says that you created your consulting company, Mericom Partners, to build beneficial alliances, provide the resources needed by government, business, social, and cultural leaders to promote trade, economic growth, social betterment, educational and cultural change. Since 1992, you've been involved in international humanitarian activities, building a bridge of friendship and cooperation. You did all these things for 12 years before that. What you have here is a summary of every important thing you've done over a long period of time, and it reads kind of like a list of accomplishments in terms of making it super relevant to the outcome that you bring about for your ideal client. And I would think about revisiting that to see if you can make it a little bit friendlier, because it feels a little intimidating. And I don't know if that's your intention, but that's just the way it feels to me as a first impression, because you say about Kristen and then it's Ms. Tomchuk. It's very formal. And so if that's by design and that's the way you are, then I'm not asking you to change that. But the type space on your masthead is very swoopy, doopy, and stylized, and then you have this very formal approach with the words that you use, and so it's not a total complete match. I'm going back to your homepage to see where there's a call to action. I don't see a call to action on the homepage, Kristen. You know, it says contact KT, but it's in such small type on the left-hand side of the page, it doesn't make me want to just jump on over there and give you a call. So I always ask clients to ask themselves, excuse me, what is the number one thing you want clients to do as a direct result of landing on your homepage? If you want them to call you, don't put it in really small type where they can't find it. Offer a really compelling call to action so people are moved to do that. And so do I know who your client is? Do I know the transformation you provide? I do think you could be more specific. Is it absolutely crystal clear right now, the wow that clients are enjoying? I think it could be better. Is the call to action clear? I think it could be more bold and more persuasive. And then something that, you know, how did your path to become a coach become crystal clear? And why are you the best available athlete to deliver this outcome? I always like to read about those kinds of stories because that helps make you memorable beyond whatever your years of experience might be. So those are a few thoughts that I have for you, Kristen. I hope that's helpful. And you're welcome to comment on the forum here and tell me how it lands for you. And if you want to comment, we can certainly chat about it through the web form. I'm going to go back over to the phone, and I see that someone has raised their hand, and their name is S. Raven, so I'm going to say hello.
Hello. Hi there. This is Marceline Anderson.
How do you do? How are you today?
Terrific, thank you. It's been very interesting just listening to some of the comments you've shared with previous people you've spoken with. I have also emailed you my URL for a website that I'm in the midst of trying to finalize. So if you would look under your comments.
Did you share it?
In the chat box.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm just going to the, I'm going there now.
Great.
We have quite a few people that are, I'm looking for your name. Can you just tell me what your website is, please?
Okay, well, this is, the new one is what I wanted your comments on, which is businessmasteryoutsourcing.com. /test/ Marceline, Marceline.
Just bear with me for a second. I'm just trying to catch up with
oh, I know. I'm sorry.
Marceline
_ Anderson /5-6-.
Oh, you're going to have to do those numbers slowly. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I want to try to find this in the chat room. I found it. Oh,
yeah.
It says here, Marceline Anderson from Toronto, you've just offered ravenstrategic.com. Where would I
find it? I don't know why that showed up. Well, that's the name of my business.
Okay, so it's Marceline _, and what were the other characters?
Okay, then Anderson.
Is it Anderson?
With an O.
Okay.
These are all lowercase.
Right.
/
mm-hmm.
5-6-2012.
Mm-hmm.
/index, I-N-D-E-X.
Yeah.
.html.
Okay.
Sorry,
thanks
that took so long.
It's coming up?
Yeah, good.
Okay, so I'm now at this test site for Raven Strategic Consulting. What would you like me to look at?
Well, I'm just listening to what you said before. I'm not sure. No, is this compelling when you bring it up?
Well,
and,
okay. Well, let's take a look at that. You know, I'm going there for the very first time, just like folks who might be listening in. And so it's a beautiful blue. Blue is a beautiful color. It says Raven Strategic Consulting, envision and achieve your desired future. And then I see a message that says, transform your organization or nation into a thriving business or community. And so this is one of the things I'm always looking for is the audience. I mean, who is your audience? And so you're addressing organizations or nations, which is very, very broad. So I'm wanting to know
What I was referring to here would be like Aboriginal nations or First Nations.
Then we should be more specific and clear. So
okay.
That people...
Okay, I hear you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And are you tired of being caught up in crisis management, ready to be proactive, overwhelmed, struggling? The ideal audience needs to be very, very clear so I know that I've landed in the right place. And then the transformation that you provide, it says you're going to create a thriving business or community, but I'd like to know what that means. And does that mean that they're going to go from chaos to calm? What specific outcomes are going to happen for them that they're going to want to whip out their wallet to invest to get the benefit? Right now, some of these things you're talking about are things that a lot of people struggle with, but I want to, things like, crisis and, reactive, being overwhelmed and struggling to keep up and being preoccupied and busy. But those are really broad kinds of aches and pains that a lot of people suffer, so I want to know why they're particularly relevant to this audience that you want to serve. And I'm also noticing that, I don't have the opportunity or the luxury to look at the video that's at the top of the page.
No, it's not there yet, so.
Okay. You have a book. It says, Determine Your Future or Someone Else Will. And you're offering a free chapter, Determine Your Future or Someone Else Will. So my initial comment about that is, because I don't really understand what the purpose of the site is and what's happening for me, when I just look at that, I'm thinking, well, I need to take charge of my life, but I wish the name of the report was more specific to the audience that you're serving so I knew that it was something that I absolutely wanted.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Okay, so primarily my target audience are natives. In Canada, we call them nations.
Okay.
Or communities. So Native communities are nations and or their specific organizations.
Okay. Here's what I'm doing now as I'm moving to your About page. Who is Raven Strategic Consulting? So I want to know if Raven Strategic Consulting is a team of many people or if it's you or what it is. Is it just you or is it a whole team of people?
Well, it's actually like a virtual organization, which, like down below, I indicate my strategic alliances.
Right. Okay. Well, sometimes we get really caught up in our name, and we say our name again and again and again. Raven is a privately owned consultancy. Raven Strategic Consulting is a virtual organization. Raven is a universal symbol. Raven founder and managing director Marceline Anderson and her network, etc. Raven aligns every aspect. As founder and managing director of Raven, there's a lot of mentioning of your Raven name, so I'm kind of curious. I mean, it might be a clever thing to do to elaborate why the name Raven and what significance it has to this particular audience. And then instead of talking so much about your company and you, talk about what happens for people when they make the wise choice to engage with you.
Yeah.
Because that's what people buy. They buy results. And then when they find out that the person whose name is on the door has extraordinary experience and commitment and fabulous support, it becomes an easier yes decision. But right now it's a very corporate kind of statement of what you do and how you do it, and it doesn't really give a lot of juice about what moved you to start this business in the first place and the kinds of amazing things that are happening for people because of it. And I really think that's what people buy. And so I want you to sort of look at it with fresh eyes. And, you know, and one of the fresh eyes, speaking of which, I often say that among the commas, you know, one of the biggest bio blunders people make is making everything about them.
Right. You know? I can certainly see that. Have just a, if you wouldn't mind, just quickly look at the services page. And I may need different tabs, and probably the services should come before the about.
Well, I think that you want to have your navigation from left to right in the logical order of the steps of the, to the yellow brick road to prosperity that you're trying to guide people to take. You know, home, about is all about you. So you might call services, you know, hire us or bring us in or something like that. Maybe it's home, how we work, our services for you, our clients, what they say sounds kind of flat. You know, clients rave or testimonials or something like that, because what our clients say could be good or bad. I would rather hear that the clients are saying great things.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
and then when I'm looking at your testimonials, I see that's all just gray text without any particular headlines that call out the most juicy things that people said. And so it just makes it kind of intimidating visually. So I want you to call out a specific soundbite. Raven is an exceptional company that has provided services to my community and exceed our expectations for many years. But you see, this testimonial is so boring.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what happened for them.
Okay.
The services included organizing and planning of community workshops that involved consultation with community members. This person's describing what you did, but they didn't describe the why that it was so great. You know, I'm looking for something. I use this quote a lot. Ignore this woman's talent to your own peril. I mean, now that's a statement that makes me want to read the rest. But if you don't get the juicy stuff in the testimonial, it just reads like a lot of text that doesn't really get me excited. Throughout the management training sessions for managers, you demonstrated an incredible degree of professionalism, conscientiousness, flexibility, but a true commitment to our staff. The feedback was very positive. The content and materials that you delivered, your nature and commitment certainly paved the way to meeting this objective, but I still don't know what happened because of it. I don't know I don't know what happened for them. They're just saying nice things about you, but they're not saying what happened for them. And I think that when you ask for a testimonial from a client, what you really want to know is what really happened in terms of result, so that people would be moved to want to invest wisely to get some of that for themselves.
Right.
And the testimonials are all about you being fabulous and everything, but I don't have the specifics. It doesn't seem like enough proof to make me want to invest in, you know, high-end consulting services.
All right. Very helpful.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, very helpful.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you called, and I'm going to see if anyone else wants to raise their hand. Who's feeling brave? Just hit star 2, and I will call on you. you know, also I'm just looking to see, oh, someone's raising their hand. And the last name, I don't know if Remington is your first or your last name, so you can clarify. So good morning.
I didn't even know that that line would show up like that. That's like my third line, so that's, you just helped me on something that I never knew. My first name is Eleanor. I'm Eleanor Ann Sweet. I'm in Chicago, Illinois. I sent you two links. I've got a similar,
Where did you send them?
Well, they're on the thing, but they're pretty straightforward and easy for you. You could go to, they're in the chat box deal.
Would you mind spelling it out for me now?
Sure. Go to the one. I've got a website in progress. I think they're both the same as far as bios, but that's what I wanted some help for. You can go to thejobsearchexpertspluralversion.com.
Okay.
And I have thejobsearchexperts.com
for those of you who are following along.
Right. So the deal is, I have a bio on this. I've got several websites. My new one, I think, has the same bio if you go in the About Us. I, frankly, have published a book, so I've got an abbreviated bio. And I'm, frankly, in the process, literally today, submitting to Nightingale Conant my bio.
So
I thought, I'll get on the call. I'll see before I submit my bio what advice. When Eli sent this particular website up for me, you see the bio. I now have it says, see it where it says to see an impressive list. Then you click in and you see the client list. And when I was doing some of my Amazon stuff for my book, I actually now have extrapolated and I've thrown the client list into the bio, which I think makes it long. But I thought, you know, they might want to see the accounts. You know, I mean, who are my clients? You know.
So I have a couple of thoughts just right out of the box.
Yes.
It says, we have the tools to transform your job search and help you find a job. And so, and then it says, many people find the job search process overwhelming and at times are not sure what the next logical step should be. We promise that with us coaching you and using some of the job search tools we suggest, you will find jobs and the job openings. So what I'm interested in is a really juicy end result. And I've heard other job search folks say that they help you attract a six-figure job in weeks, not months. That's a really powerful, bold claim that a lot of people would be excited to welcome. But right now, you're saying, I'm going to transform your job search and help you find a job. Any old job is not getting me super excited, but a job that puts my skills to work in a way that I'm well compensated and satisfied, now that would make me really happy because I don't want to go from laid off and downsized to a rut that I'm going to want to exit as soon as I get there. So I'm wondering if that could be juicier in terms of an end result.
Now you're on the,
I'm on the home page.
Okay, well, you know what, I think all your points are well taken, but that was, I probably should redo this site. This is from 2010. Because I've been putting all the efforts. Let me send you instead to maybe...
Don't send me anywhere.
Okay.
I can't do that. I mean, there's so many people. I can go to your About Us.
Well, the point
page.
Is, you're right, and I probably should have sent you to our new site, and I've got to reword it. I think, let me work off some of my testimonials and pull some of that. I mean, my testimonials are on here and my endorsers, but the point is, your point is well taken. I am... probably to a fault, a high integrity person, as far as I'm not going to promise something I can't produce. And so in this particular labor market, which I've been involved with for 23 years, I can't help someone get a job in a couple of weeks. I can help them find more jobs if they're willing to make the effort. And I can show, I have a system that if they work it, they will land a job.
Well, then let's talk about it. Let's talk about your proprietary system that is absolutely road tested, proven, and reliable. And let's talk about, since whatever year, scores and scores or hundreds or maybe thousands of job seekers have successfully applied these tips and techniques to their ultimate employment advantage and have even added you to their Christmas list because they're so grateful that your paths have crossed. You know, you can say something like that, and then you can have wonderful comments of, you know, I was in a muddle and I got to clarity thanks to Eleanor Sweet and her fabulous approach. Now I love my work, I love my life, and my dissatisfactions in the rearview mirror, you know, something like that, because if you're high integrity doesn't mean that you can't state the truth of how many.
No, no. I just let me put myself out there more. Like I said, unfortunately, I sent you this site that's 2 years old versus my new one. But I think first of all, you're exactly right. I applaud what you're saying, and let me put it out there. And the system, you know, which I knew about the system, but now I've done the book and everything, it's a little bit more out there, and I know that it will work. The problem is that this is a particularly tough labor market, and if someone has to also have a good positive headset. And so that's my dilemma, is the information I share on the website, I want it to be that they understand that they can land a job, but it also requires them being in the right space emotionally. The problem is 75% to 80% of landing a job is feeling positive about themselves, which is particularly challenging for a lot of people right now.
So is there somewhere in here that you could, you know, it's mindset, money, and, you know, magnet, you know, you've heard a lot of people play with alliteration in your life.
Right.
I know I have.
Right.
But, you know, there's three elements, and I don't know what your system is, but there's the mindset, there's the money, there's the magnetism, and there's the meat to the matter, which is getting to the street and making it work for you so that it will pay off for a career that you love. I think that you can have some fun with those kinds of words. Because it says here, you know, it's the first personalized job search support website designed specifically with the job seeker needs and challenges in mind. I don't know if you work with all job seekers or any particular groups of job seekers.
Well, that's why I created the second site, and I rebranded myself with the book in terms of that my forte really is the executive market. But
and
when I launched
this site, you to call them out,
right.
Because if you know, a lot of folks are, you know, they'll first go to, I help everybody get everything done.
No, excuse me, I agree with you. You can't be all things to all people. And so initially I started with this site, and then I realized that I needed to shift. So I'll still keep this site because I don't have a problem with it. But no, now my new one is the Executive Job Search Expert, and that's what my book clearly says.
Okay. Well, then I think that some of these big ideas that we've spoken about, I mean, like I'm on this site now, and it doesn't say the book. I mean, I know there are other people waiting, but you know, I'm going to do another call.
It says my job search book if you click underneath home.
Okay, let me go see.
I mean, I totally respect what you're saying. You've got a lot of people, so we'll move on. But it is it's right there.
Naturally recognized job search expert, coach, author, speaker. I've got a real bugaboo against people calling themselves author, speaker, coach. I've spoken about this a fair amount. Author, speaker, coach sounds like bread, eggs, and milk. When in doubt, put some adjectives around that or leave it out, because it just doesn't really set you apart. It just sounds so generic. So, you know, if you're calling yourself author, speaker, coach, please find a new way to say that. Patricia Fripp is an author, speaker, coach, but she electrifies audiences and inspires sales teams one riveting sales presentation at a time. It's a totally different way to say what she does in a way that has some sizzle. Author, speaker, coach is just not a good way for anybody to introduce themselves, because you'll never remember that. You will never remember that.
Okay.
So I'm so glad you called in, and I hope some of these tips are helpful. I wish you all the best success.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
So we don't even look at the bio is what you're saying.
Well, I don't think people are going to get there yet. I mean, if I...
Okay.
About
no,
it,
I thought that's what the call was about, that
well,
you were looking at our bios and you were advising
us,
so that's why I was raising my hand, to be honest. I mean, I appreciate all this other website help, but that's why I got on the call, and that's why I raised my hand.
Right. You've personally spent over 20 years helping countless people find jobs through the years. You've spent the majority of your professional career helping some of the best and brightest professionals find great companies to work for. You've got an MBA. It sounds very nonspecific, and it doesn't tell me, you know, your path to become this expert resource started at an early age, and you've not looked back, and your greatest joy and satisfaction is helping people. There's nothing personal about this, and my website is called Authentic Visibility because I believe people should say who they really are beyond their credentials, and right now what you have is credentials without a lot of personality, and I'm just inviting you to put some joy in this about what lights you up about it and who you've really served, because saying countless people is like saying I've helped a lot of people, but nobody's really saying how great it is. I don't know if you've listened to some of these other calls, but it's like it reads very blah 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 to me. That's my honest assessment.
No, that's fine.
And so when in doubt, you know, what are the, you know, there are five steps. You know the, who's your ideal client? What stunning results do you bring about for them with great specificity? And what is the points of differentiation that set you apart from everyone else who's a job search expert so that they will choose you or your book over anyone else? Right now, your ideal client is not well stated. Your stunning results are very generic, and I'm not satisfied that there's a point of differentiation that makes you different because it's author, speaker, coach. So I'm asking you to go in and find some succinct stories and sassy sound bites and to put some authenticity into this so that I fall in love with you on the page even before we meet. Because if I have a choice and there's two equal experts on either side, I'm going to go with the one I like that's got personality because that's my particular bias, and that may not be everyone who you work with, but that's my bias. And right now there's not a lot of personality here, and so I think it could be much improved with some stories and some anecdotes and some testimonials beyond the standard credential sharing. So that is my point of view, and I hope that helps you.
Thank you for helping. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So if you're just joining the call, my name is Nancy Jutton, and I am the BioDoc, and today, November 16th, and on November 30th, I'm holding these sessions because I know that a lot of you are looking to the new year with great optimism that you want to make the best possible first impression that you can to get your story out there so you can attract clients, media attention, speaking gigs, and more. And I just thought it wouldn't be so much fun to be able to give you that kind of help and provide this kind of teaching and celebration of your expertise in a way that would actually be helpful to you personally and to everyone who's lurking and listening on the call. So that's why I'm doing this. I also want you to know that it's November, it's Gratitude Month, and I am offering a $50 gratitude gift to everyone who decides to treat themselves to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium between now and December 2nd. All you have to do is go to authenticvisibility.com/ Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, where there's a hyphen between each of those words. And when you make your purchase, you can enter the word 50 gift in the promotional box and hit apply. And instead of paying $197 for this digital bundle of tools that will help you prepare and share your story so you can get known to get paid, you'll get it for $147, and you get to come into the next call on November 30th and actually get help. So I hope that you will do that, because if you could get your boring bio transformed to one that is client attracting and have that worry in the rearview mirror, I think the new year could be very merry and bright for each and every one of us. So I would love to have you do that. I'm just going to ask if anybody on the call would like to raise their hand and hit *2 so I can call on you. Anyone like to do that? I'm also going to go over to the Q&A and see if anybody's asking a question. Oh, Kristen is calling in, and she's saying, I agree with everything you said. Mine is just a biographical website, now wanting to transform it into client-attracting website. Thank you for your comments. Well, my pleasure. Let's see. I'm hitting this approve. Here's someone. I'm a motivational humorist and founder of LaughterWithALesson.com, a national speaker trainer on stress, burnout, and lighting up life. Would love a quick review of my homepage and bio. From hearing your suggestions, I realize I need to enhance my site. Thanks so much. So I am going to try to find this the site. I think it's LaughterWithALesson.com. There's some extra spaces that I see. LaughterWithALesson.com. LaughterWithALesson.com. Let's see what we got. Carol Ann Small, Laughter with a Lesson. Boost morale, reduce stress, create a happier and healthier workplace. Carol Ann Small is a national speaker and trainer who offers a unique perspective on the benefits of finding humor in the workplace and everyday life. Improve productivity, enhance wellness, and increase the bottom line with a positive workforce. I highly recommend Carol Ann as a motivational speaker. She was hysterically funny at our spirit event. Thanks to your de-stress and get motivated presentation, we all left the conference invigorated. Your use of humor was uplifting, appropriate for a corporate audience, and very well received. And then I see all these lovely logos that are circulating that provide visual proof of these Fortune 500 companies that have made the wise choice to invest in your fabulous speaking services. This is actually quite good. I'm liking it. I'll tell you what I'm liking, just first impression. The benefit to me is really clear. You're going to boost morale, reduce stress, create a happier and healthier workplace. So I know immediately that that's what you do for people, and so it's clear to me that you're a speaker and a national speaker. National speaker and trainer is a fairly generic way to describe it, and I wonder if you could put some more adjectives around those descriptors to make you even more hilarious and attractive, because that's clearly one of your points of differentiation. I notice on your homepage that there is not a super bold call to action that says book Carol now. I think that would be a good addition. She's a motivational humorist, stress management expert, and author who imparts wisdom with a twist of comedy. Her name may be small, but her presence is larger than life. Ah, that's fun. Okay, so I'm going through the checklist, and I'm asking myself, what you want is to get book speaking engagements. I'm making that assumption. Your ideal client is big companies that have a budget for speakers. You've got some wonderful testimonials. I'm looking at your website About Me page now, and it's a lot of text that could benefit from little subheadings that make it easier for the skimmer to see. Carol Ann Small has appeared on Good Morning America, and her latest book is Humorous. If you've been on Good Morning America, I want to see a logo with Good Morning America, because that's visually very powerful and persuasive, especially for a visual reader. I'm just reading this carefully. She offers her clients a unique perspective on the benefits of finding humor in the workplace and everyday life. Her customized humorous presentations have entertained and educated corporations, associations, educators, and the general public for more than a decade. Before Carol Ann became a professional speaker, she was a court reporter but retired before all the judges hung up their robes. She has worked for Fortune 500 companies and in higher education. She's appeared in the Majestic Theater, the Comedy Connection. She's a stress management consultant, motivational humorist, and author who imparts wisdom with a twist of real-life comedy. I think this is okay. You then go on to describe your bachelor's degree and where you've been featured. All these logos, I think, of the media where you've been showcased could be used as visual cues. All your clients could be visual cues, too, with logos. I think it would be very visually persuasive. I'm kind of expecting this bio to be funnier than it is, and I want to share with you a bio of a professional speaker that I know, and maybe you know too. His name is Bill Stainton, and he's won 29 Emmy Awards for his work on a television program called Almost Live. But just bear with me for a minute, because I want to show you what I mean about funny. Here's a guy that's funny. And if you're a humorist, it's good if you can be funny right out of the box. So just bear with me one second, because this is going to be very instructive. Just a second here. I'm going to read the first paragraph of Bill Stainton's bio. It says, Bill Stainton is a multiple Emmy Award-winning TV producer, writer, and performer, a highly sought-after keynote speaker, and an internationally recognized Beatles expert. Not bad for a kid who grew up behind a dairy farm in the Amish countryside of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I think that's awesome, because he's got such a dry wit that you just know that he's funny just from the first few words that he's chosen. There's another person that I want to tell you about that's really funny, that he was a television host, and his name is John Curley, and I want to tell you about him because his bio is very funny too, and since funny is your thing, it's always good to see how these other funny people do this. So let me just read this to you for inspiration. John Curley says, the mere fact that John Curley has a job in TV should be proof positive that anyone, should be proof enough for anyone that there is indeed a God. He was never what you would call a scholar. He's always declared he would have done much better in school if the only person next to, if the kid next to him had applied himself a little bit more. With no formal training, he was hired as a weatherman in Grand Junction, Colorado. After just 6 months, he was able to find Colorado on the map without looking. This skill was enough to get him hired in Champaign, Illinois, at WCIA-TV. He spent only 88 days there and never learned to spell Illinois. This is a very irreverent bio that, with well-chosen words, lets you know that he's funny. And, Carol Ann, what I would say about your story is that you're funny, but your story is not really well-stated in a way that reflects that, and I want the words and the music to match. And so have some fun with this and let your light shine. I think that your clients will appreciate it. You'll be rewarded by it with new clients. And I think that's probably what I can do in the time that we have. So I hope that's helpful. And I'm going to go back to the phone and see who would like to speak up. Is there anyone feeling brave who would like to say star 2 and have me call on you? Okay, very good. Somebody, Blake Mary R. in New York City.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I just switched over from web to telephone so I could talk to you. I sent a question. My website is cosmictourguide.net.
Cosmic, what was it again?
Tour guide.
Oh, okay.
I take people into other lifetimes.
Ah.
.net.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do that right. Apologies. Apologies,
okay.
Everybody.
Heavens. No.
Okay.
That's the normal thing, but I'm not normal.
Oh, I didn't do that right. I apologize, everybody. That's just, you know, it's, we're live and in the moment. CosmicTourGuide.net cosmictourguide.net.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Here it's coming up. Mary Blake, Cosmic Tour Guide. Where would you like me to direct my attention?
Anywhere. I'll take any help you can get me.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to attract people to this to my website so I can we can have fun together and rewrite history and erase karma and liberate people to be their very best.
Okay. So what I'm noticing here is that I think it's a blog or a forum. And there's an awful lot of things going on the page where nothing in particular stands out as where I should draw my eye to focus.
Uh-huh.
On the left, I have a forum, what's new. On the right, I have something to join. I have events. I have blog posts. I want something to nail me right in the squarely between the eyes that says, cosmic tour guide. I mean, first of all, I think tour guide is one word. Is it two words or one? I know I'm a grammarian, but I'm just, I think
it's actually
that,
two words.
Is
yeah.
it? Okay. Our
well,
mission
you know,
is,
I mean, in the travel business, you have tour guides who take you to different countries.
Right.
And
uh-huh.
I take you to different lifetimes.
Okay. Well, then, what it says here is probably not very, I think the home page needs to grab you with a compelling, bold headline that lets me know what's coming for me and why I should stay.
Okay.
Right now it says, welcome to the Cosmic Tour Guide, which is a restatement of what's in the banner up above.
Yeah,
our mission is
yeah.
to be a vital resource as you reach toward your highest potential. Well, that sort of sounds like you're talking to everybody. And so I would like to know, you know, are your folks, the folks that do you work mostly with, men, women, people who believe in, you know, people who have a spiritual guide or, you know, where, I mean, who are these people? If you know that they're...
Well, I've actually worked with people from a 7-year-old to an 87-year-old.
But what, and, what do they share in common? Because people that don't believe in the cosmic forces are not going to be beating a path to your door.
what they're sharing basically is something in their life that isn't working, and they don't know why.
So why don't you say that? People who know something's wrong in their life and can't figure out why come to the Cosmic Tour Guide to be shown a better way.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Together, we look at the cards and look at the stars and look at the numbers and...
We don't look at stars or cards or numbers. I'm not a fortune teller.
Well, then you need to say what it is, because I don't know what it is. And so if you're the keeper of the person who knows what it is, but I don't understand it crystal clear, so even a 9-year-old would get it, then you're not going to capture anybody's attention right out of the box. So
right.
What it is to be a cosmic tour guide is to be what? What is it?
I take people into an altered state of consciousness so that they can go to a pivotal kind of a lifetime where something happened that is interfering with their lives today.
Okay. Okay. Well, then I think you need to find words that actually say that. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, clients who make the wise choice to take a tour with you welcome
yeah.
remarkable outcomes that were just beyond their reach before
mm-hmm.
you stepped into their lives. They are, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And what you want people to, it says you're a spiritual channel, multi-life therapist, and an anti-aging specialist. And my comment about that is it's too many hats to wear that's potentially confusing for people. So I want you to focus on the one hat you wear that's really the hat that you want
to wear. I'm sorry. I'm a Cancer who was born on the cusp of Gemini.
Okay. Well, and you speak a language that is not as familiar to me as some of the other kinds of, you know, bios that I'm shown. But you see,
sure.
some of the things that I'm talking to you about are really, you know, it's still
yeah.
very relevant. You know, what is it?
Very, very relevant and very important to me, and I'm grateful to you.
Oh, you're welcome. So I just, you know, like it says about, if I go there, now I can see your face and I see you've got a happy expression. You're a graduate of all these schools. You're a frequent guest of TV, radio, and so-and-so. You consider
uh-huh.
yourself a catalyst for change. Your mm-hmm. About Me page is so much better than your home page. So you've got text here. I want some text on that home page that explains what it is to be a cosmic tour guide, who it is that should
uh-huh.
be buying a ticket, and what's waiting for me there when I go with you as my guide. And,
mm-hmm.
and that I won't be afraid, and that there's something bright and beautiful waiting for me, and that you're going to show me step mm-hmm. by step some kind of illuminated path that is going to give me peace, joy, and understanding, or compassion, or something like that. But right now,
mm-hmm.
I don't really get that. So
this is good. Really good.
And then, well, I'm so glad you're liking it. And
the person who put the site together for me, I wish they were listening in, but
well, the call is being recorded, so you can certainly share it with her after the fact. But you know, on a homepage for everybody who's listening, if you're an anti-aging specialist, I have to tell you the words on this are so small. You know, have a big bold headline that speaks to the transformation that you provide. Let them
uh-huh.
know they've landed in the right place. Give them a compelling call to action, because you've got so many things
uh-huh.
here. You have books and products, events, articles, blogs, private sessions, feedback, philanthropy.
Uh-huh.
Do you really need to have all those tabs? What do you really want people to do?
The feedback is basically the testimonials. Are there testimonials there?
Why do you call it feedback? Why don't you say clients rave? And because when I click there, there's nothing there. There are no wonderful clients.
Okay.
And so that's
okay.
that's a proof.
Is there one for testimonials?
No.
Mm-mm. No?
It says feedback, and when I click there, there is no feedback. Ouch.
Ew.
When people go and say, what do people say about Nancy? I want them to say, like, I want there to be volumes and volumes of proof. And if there isn't volumes
uh-huh.
and volumes of proof, I want to take it off the page. Because it doesn't get confidence.
I have tons and tons of testimonials.
But they're hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, I got you.
They're hiding in plain sight.
Did you see the book, the Journals of a Healer?
I see it.
Yeah.
I see it there, and if you want people to buy it, how do I buy it? I can't
buy
it. I'm clicking on the book.
Isn't there a thing to iUniverse underneath it?
No. I'm clicking on.
There was.
I'm reading.
There's,
you know,
supposed
if you want
to be
people,
one.
I'm clicking on the book cover. It just makes the book cover big. There's no place for me to buy the book. That's a huge missing piece. You know, I was talking to someone not long ago, and he said he'd just written this book, and he wanted people to, you know, read about him, the author. I said, well, there is no tab on your website for me to read about you. I don't even know that you're an author. He says, why didn't anybody tell me that? You know, if you want people to buy the book, make it easy for them to buy it so they click on it and go to your shopping cart. But are you selling a lot of books? Let me ask you that.
No.
That would probably be – now I see it on the right-hand side. It says iUniverse book. But that's not where people are going. They're going to go to where it says books and products, and they're going to read about this book, and then it should say buy now right there. If I have to go looking for it, I've lost a sale. You've lost a sale. It's a tragedy.
Yes, so, it is. It is a tragedy because I have raves about the book.
Well, I want to read the raves about the book so that I can't stop myself from buying it. You know, not long ago, I wrote a book called The Get Ready, Get Known, Get Paid Workbook, and it helps people get ready, known, and paid. And I wanted to find out. I knew it was good because I'm a slightly introverted spotlight seeker who has a real keen attention to quality, and I don't do anything halfway, just like a lot of people in the world. But I wanted to know for sure, and this is something that y'all can do if you're authors. If you've written a book that's really great, you know it's great, but you want proof, do what I did.
Sure.
I sent an email out to my list and said, I've written a book that I'm very proud of, and I think it can really help you get ready, known, and paid. And I would like to hear from 10 people who would like to review it. If you would review it by a certain date, I will gladly gift it to you, provided you offer your testimonial by this particular date. If you'll agree to that, I'll gladly send it to you. Over 100 people asked for my book. I received over 50 glowing testimonials with words that they shared about this book that makes it an easy yes for anyone to want to buy. And now people are buying it every day. But if you don't have your testimonials posted where the book is, and I can't even easily find the Buy Now button, then those are two things that you can address as soon as possible to your expert and balance sheet advantage. So, Mary,
all
I know there
I'm
are
getting,
other
people. All I'm getting is spam.
Well, then you need to talk to your webmaster and find a solution to that because that will be an impediment. That's an impediment to your prosperity. Since there's so many other folks on the call, Mary, I do have to move along and there's other hands raising, so I'm glad you joined
it. But thanks ever so much.
You're welcome. Somebody is calling in from a cell phone in Beverly Hills. I'm going to call on you now.
Hi, my name is Betsy.
Betsy?
Hi, and I had written in, but then I got on the phone. So I can tell you my website to go to.
Okay.
I'll spell it for you since it's my name. It's BETSYTR, like Robert, A, T like Paul, A, S like Sam, another S like Sam, then O.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that right. Betsy, I'm sorry. It's Betsy, T-R-A-P-O.
T-R-A-P, then A like
I'm
apple.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you properly. Is it P as in Paul or T as in Tom?
T as in Paul.
T-R-A, I'm sorry, you have to spell it so I can get it.
I am T like Tom.
Yes.
R like Robert. A like apple. T like Paul, A like Apple, S like Sam, O like Oscar.
.com?
.com, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I just got a new phone and it doesn't seem to be working well.
Okay. Oh, end of life guidance. Okay. What would you like me to take a look at?
Well, I just really wrote it a couple of days ago and just wanted your feedback. I don't feel like it's such a difficult topic to write about, but I love it and I'm passionate about it. And on my about, I have actually a video. I just have a light sense of dealing with end of life, and I just don't know if I think sound too... I'm just feeling like, I don't know if you get a sense of what I do when you're on the homepage.
Well, I'm reading it now, and so I know what your name is. I know what outcome you provide, and it's to bring peace to the dying and their families. And it says what you do and how you do it, and that you can people can enjoy one session or work together over a period of days, weeks, or months, and that you work with people in person over the phone or on Skype. And there is a testimonial there that says that you have a special gift of simple and exquisite peace that you hold over loved ones' hands and eyes and allow and invite loved ones to experience us through the line that soon to be traveled miraculously and quietly. Your loved one is no longer afraid. It makes all the difference. This is beautiful. So I do know what it is. I know who you help. There's a wonderful testimonial that speaks to the quiet beauty of this important, profound service. One question that I have that would be a really nice upgrade for you is, you know, this is, there are not probably a lot of folks that are worried about this that want to learn more. And I'm wondering if you could offer some kind of a newsletter that you could connect people with so that you could stay in touch with them. Because people, you know, accidents happen, tragedies happen. People can plan ahead for the passing of a loved one. Sometimes it happens at a moment's notice. But if you could be their resource when life happens or the alternative, then maybe they would be more readily be able to engage with you. Does that make sense?
Oh, it definitely does. I have the joining my email community and the blog, which I have yet to start writing, and I have people signing up to receive, you know, the blog and the newsletter.
So, like, if I go to the About page, I want to read about you for a moment here. I see you have a video, and I can't watch the video.
I just... That's what I'm saying. I just really wrote this 2 days ago.
Okay, so what I want you to do, Betsy, is right now you're inviting folks to connect with you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Twitter, YouTube. And a lot of people do this, and I have a really strong bias against it initially, and I'll tell you why. When folks land on a website, I think you want to invite them to get something really valuable that they want to receive immediately so you can have their email address so you can stay in touch with them in the way that feels right to you and to them in the future. When you give them these other choices, they go there, but they only show up when they want to and not when you want them to be hearing from you. So what I like to recommend is that you invite people to receive a useful, informative, or helpful gift right this very minute, and then when they receive their first copy of your newsletter, then you can tell them how they can connect with you in other ways. Because by then you already have their email address and you can stay in touch with them as it suits you. So one of my clients is a company called A Sacred Moment, and they help plan green burials and important services for life passings. And she created an educational document about what is a green burial and why do you need to know and, you know, can you really have a home burial in your house? I mean, it was a useful tool to help people know what their choices were. And when people read this useful guide, they already knew that she was a pioneer in her industry and somebody that was all lovely and wonderful that could help them, you know, with this important transformation. So I'm just thinking that that would be a nice update for you. And I also think that it's very straightforward, but I think it could be more peaceful in the typefaces that you choose. And, you know, you have one testimonial, but do you have others?
don't have others because I was in the field and went away and just came back. So unfortunately, it was years ago, and you know, the people passed and the families. I never got testimonials from them because I was working in hospice, and we never really got testimonials. So
well, then I think
I don't have that. I mean, I have friends who, you know, everybody calls me. I don't get paid for it. If their friends or family are going through something, I know I want to reflect more of my personality because I am, which is what the video was going to do. The thing I have with the Facebook is because I put so many articles and things on there daily, which I didn't know if I wanted to overwhelm my website with everything I post about end of life, what's happening in the world. So do people do that? Because I post daily on the Facebook page about what's happening and what people should know about, and didn't want to overwhelm people on the website.
Well,
that.
I think you can create a, if you have a blog, you can post all that onto your blog, and then when you can just invite people on social media to come to your blog. But if you're having them to go to all kinds of different places, that's not really building a powerful flow of traffic to where you want them to go, because if they come to your site, that's where they can learn about how to engage with you to benefit from how you can help. They can't buy you at Facebook. They can't buy you at Twitter. You know, so I think you should bring the blog, it should be the hub, and then you can link back out to those places to bring people back to your site.
Oh, okay, because I've heard you're not supposed to post too often with your blog or too, you know, too much, and I post daily just to give people the
Well, there's a one, go to problogger.net and get Darren Rouse's book about, I know maybe making money is not your primary objective, it's helping people through a difficult transition, but he's all about, you know, how to blog effectively and make money, and he wrote a book called 31 Days to Build a Better Blog, and it's a fabulous book. $19. I highly recommend it. If you're going to be taking blogging advice from anybody, I think he's the man to take advice from, because he's very, very well known, high authority, and also very wealthy too. And we all do businesses because we're trying to make a difference in the world, but if you can make it make money also, I think it's a good idea. And so you're offering people different ways to work with you, but I don't really know where to click to find out where I go to find out more. And I think you should have our services so people can study what they are and know which one is a perfect fit for them.
Exactly. That was going to be my next one. And then also, can I just ask you about the color? Could you, were you able to read it okay? I love, I didn't know if it was too hard to read.
I can read it, but right now it looks really generic. You know, it looks like a Word document on a web page. It doesn't have any style or design per se, and I think that's
because I did it.
Well, that's okay. I mean, we can't all be good at everything.
I know. I'm going to find somebody who's going to help me with that, but it was just to get something up. But,
yeah, well, good job.
I hear you there.
So,
I know. Okay.
So, I think you definitely want to add your services. You know, at my website, on the homepage, you can access my quick quiz so you can find out how ready you are to get ready, known, and paid. And you can, it downloads immediately, and you can ask yourself these 15 questions that you need to put your website through to know whether or not you're ready to get known and paid. And I would really invite everybody to go there at AuthenticVisibility.com. It's free. It downloads to you immediately. But you can take the score and say, oh, now I know the score and what missing pieces I need to focus on so that I can get this party started and actually have it start making money for me as soon as possible. So I hope you'll go and check that out. We do have some other folks
thank
waiting
you.
On the call.
Thank you.
So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm now going to call on, I'm not sure if it's, which name is first, Collins Diane?
Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is your name Diane? Which name
yes,
is first?
Diane.
Okay.
Diane.
Very
that's
good.
Interesting. No one's ever said that to me before. Okay. And speaking of Diane, that's my website, D-I-A-N-N-E, Collins, collins.com.
Okay. I'm going. I'm hearing something on the phone, so... Is that
oh,
you?
Oh, sorry. That was me sitting in, yeah. Okay. Are you fine now?
Okay. I found you.
Okay.
Diane
good.
Collins. Oops, something just happened there. When you can no longer figure it out, quantum think it. So where would you like me to focus? Is this a new website?
Well, it's fairly new. I was going to have it read. It's about a year old, 2 years, but it's been updated lately. I have a number of things, you see, because I'm an author. I like to speak in the media. I have a partner who's my husband. We do high-level consulting with executives in major corporations. But I'm trying to make it into – I don't want to have a million different websites. So,
what's the number one thing you want your people to do when they land here? What do you want them to do?
I want them to buy my book.
Okay. And,
you know, I want them to realize that we all have to think in a new way, and here's the access to doing that. And it's in my book.
And how is the book? How's the book going so far?
Pretty good. It came out last year. You can see I won. It's in hardcover, but I won the Global eBook Award. And it's selling steadily. And I'm doing well, but I want to go to the next level. I've been on about 100 radio shows and one TV over the past year. And I'm getting, you know, a lot more invitations to do telesummits, radio shows. I want to go more into TV because that's what I like. And that's it. So
the part of it that I'm kind of confused about is, well, in addition to selling the book, do people hire you for keynote speaking? They hire you for consulting?
They hire me for consulting. I have been hired as keynote speaker, but it's not my focus. I like media.
You like
my
media?
My preference is television and radio.
So when you do television and radio, do you feel an instant rush of orders to your book?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would prevent you from focusing there?
Well, I did. You see, if you scroll down on my homepage, and there I had myself. Actually, I was moderating an awards thing there that I was invited to put in that picture. So I used to have that at the top because I thought, you know, I'm really appealing to media. And you can see I have my media kit there in the links.
Well,
and then all of a sudden I started thinking, well, I better say what quantum thinking is. And then, you know, should I try to get more corporate clients first? And so
Well, here's what I think,
Diane. It's multidimensional.
Okay, what? The reason I asked you, and I would ask anyone who's on this call, what is the number one thing you want people to do, you know, take action on? You said you want people to buy the book.
Yes.
You also said that you love to do media as a way to bring more attention to you and the book.
Yes.
And reading between the lines, you have a very specific way of talking about what this concept, you're an expert in this concept called quantum think that allows people to apparently think differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that what needs to happen is you need to say that. This best-selling author and recognized media authority is called upon again and again and again to talk about this concept called quantum think. And what it is and why it's relevant now is this, that, and the other. In today's ever-changing world, this is the kind of conversation that people need to be having so that they can you know, solve problems and, you know, do whatever. And I don't have the luxury to totally study this, but right now, you're not going for laser focus about what you want people to do. And I think you should change that. And then when we read about, you know, we've got all these things across the top of the page, the blog, the book, the consulting, the media, the ultimate study group, about us, quantum thing. I don't know where to focus here. And so I want you to rename the tabs on your navigation so it's, you know, Diane the media personality, Diane the speaker, Diane the author, Diane. I mean, if you don't want to do consulting, leave it out. But if you want to just invite corporate, you know, quantity orders of your book around the world, and just you know, say that, because right now it just doesn't say that right now.
Right, it doesn't. Let me ask you something, Nancy. Do you think it's better, you know, because people say, well, you should have it be very personal, so I've got some personal statements, you know, next to my picture down the page. But so do you think what you just advised should be written in the third person about me, or should it be a more direct me to you? By the way, my book is written in the first person me to you conversational style.
Well, what I think, if you're going to be doing a lot of media, I am a big fan of having your bios in the third person, because then any radio host, television host, or anyone of influence can read it verbatim, and you can have the confidence that they're introducing you properly and they're not having to change tenses in the middle of the stream.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of how you show up on your homepage and what your whole statement of philosophy is, I think you absolutely can infuse some first person on your homepage, if that's appropriate for the way you connect with your audience. The thing I want people to caution against is making it all about you so they don't see what's in it for them. This is a huge mistake a lot of people make.
Mm-hmm.
I am wonderful, I am fabulous, I am all these things, and I don't know what's in it for me. So always put it through the filter of why is this important and how does this serve my ideal client. If you don't have the answer to why this is important, then I don't want you to say it. I'm a somewhat introverted spotlight seeker myself who wants to get known to get paid. And I'm around a lot of people that have really big egos and want to be holding the microphone a lot. You have to ask yourself, am I holding the microphone because I love the spotlight, or am I holding the microphone because I'm trying to really make an impact through the words that I use and how it is that I'm trying to help? And whichever the answer is, just make sure the tone of voice that you achieve with your message, the words and the music really do match.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just speaking your truth. And that's a good idea.
Yes, it certainly is. Thank you. So, do you do consulting, or are you just...
Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. There's three primary ways that clients work with me. One is that they enjoy my information products and these kinds of calls where I go deep and provide help, which is an unexpected value add for people just like you who are getting this kind of access. I also have my private mentoring program where I work with clients one-on-one over a six-month period of time to guide them to get known to get paid. And then I also have other workshops and retreats. So if you were to visit my homepage at AuthenticVisibility.com and click on the Engage page, you'll see there's a drop-down menu that shows products, services, retreats, and mentoring, and you can read about all of them and find that perfect fit solution. What I might suggest for everyone who's listening is on my homepage, there's a quiz that you can download that will help you take the temperature about how ready you are to get ready, known, and paid. And then on the back side, it actually shows you the way of the perfect ways that you could engage with me to get the relief that you need right now to achieve the objective that you have to suit your perfect learning style. So I'm a perfect trumpet for what it is that I'm talking to you all about, because I take my own advice and people around the world are downloading this quiz, getting useful information that they can use to apply today to make their business better. And then if folks like, trust, and respect me enough to want to take another card, I'm making it easy for them to choose something that's just perfect. And so that being the case, it would be a good time for me to say that I would love to have all of you become my clients in whatever perfect fit way would be right for you. And right now, the Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium Bundle, which gives you everything you need to prepare your bio, your speaker sheet, your book jacket, your Twitter profile, not only prepare and share your story, but also get known to get paid, is included in this beautiful bundle that you can enjoy today for $147, because there's a $50 coupon that you can use when you buy. So it's the code is 50GIFT, and you go to authenticvisibility.com/ Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium with a dash between each of those words. And then you can go ahead and treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium and know that on the 30th of November, you can come back to this call and we can showcase your bio live on this call so that we can make it better on the spot. I want everyone to have a great story and the confidence of sharing it with the right people so that they can get known, get paid, and be proud of the business that they've created from this passion that is their gift to share with the world. And I would be so honored to earn your business. So it is 10:30, and so I want to say thank you to everyone for being part of today's BioDoc is In. I hope you have gained value from it. I hope you will tell your friends that we'll be doing this again on November 30th. I would so love to make a huge difference for people around the world before we start the new year. So let's get those bios that are boring in the rearview mirror and transform them into client-attracting magnets in record time. I would love to be your guide and your mentor. So this is Nancy Bye-Bye Boring Bio Jutton, and I want to say thanks for being here today, and we'll see you here next time. Bye-bye.